Two bodies have been found in floodwaters in Townsville as the region's inundation crisis continues. Two men in their 20s had been missing since yesterday, and the bodies were found in the suburb of Aitkenvale this afternoon. News of the deaths comes as frustration builds among other residents who are still waiting to get home as flash flooding delays the clean-up in some areas. Stephanie Smale has our report.
As water levels slowly dip in some areas, the destructive force of the floodwaters is becoming clearer. At Balgal Beach, north of Townsville, Gwen Coombs found a torrent of water outside her front door in the middle of the night.
So I come out and open the door and, yeah, there was just water and furniture and things just going everywhere. It was just... just like a big river.
She called her friend and local police officer Darren Haggerty at 3 a.m. for help.
There was just waves of water just coming through from over here, just through here, and the furniture was just up against the fence. Lucky the fence was there, otherwise the furniture would be gone, you know, and I just couldn't believe what I saw. And we were just so lucky that it stopped when it did.
As she begins to mop up her home, Gwen Coombs is thinking about the belongings she's lost.
A washing machine and a dryer, probably, you know, you can buy that again, can't you? But the thing I worry about is photos that you can't replace. You know, I lost a little girl when she was 3 1/2, and I can't replace that photo. So, you know, it's pretty sad.
Townsville's large military population has suffered damage to homes just like other residents. Daniel Hyman fled his flooded house on the weekend and has been ferrying people to safety with fellow army personnel since.
Sunday was chest deep in water, quite fast flowing, so I carried 2 bags of what I could with me, and I walked out to higher ground where a friend picked me up, and now I'm living in higher ground with the clothes on my back. For I don't know when. I'm okay, I'm trying to keep high spirits. The reality of it, I'm trying to just shy away from and keep in the back of my mind and keep focused on work.
Frustration is building among Townsville residents who can't get into their homes, but officials are reluctant to let people return to some areas until the threat of flash flooding and more rain subside. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison toured the city as some residents started inspecting their homes.
How's it inside?
Yeah, no, we had sewage come through. And
managed to keep most of it out, but yes.
We were bailing at 1 o'clock, we were bailing water out. And we can't even live in the house now.
Yeah, it's up to about knee level.
Yeah.
And there's mud everywhere. Yeah, upstairs is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the kitchen being destroyed, we've got 3 young boys.
Dangerous flash flooding has caused extensive damage in other areas north of Townsville too and delayed locals' attempts to start the clean-up. The community of Bluewater had its 3rd major flood in a week overnight. Resident Christy Watson says she's exhausted.
With the first one, you know, we salvaged a lot of stuff, so we're okay. The second one, some of the things that we'd bought back, we lost again, so we had to go and find all that again. And then last night, I'm just like, I'm over it, emotionally and physically drained. Like, just, we're a lot luckier than some people, but you've had enough.
As the flooding crisis drags on, nearly 9,000 people have applied for financial assistance. There are still thousands without power, but supplies are finally being trucked into Townsville and further north to Cairns, where supermarkets were running low too.
Stephanie Smale with our report.